We are already into absentee voting for the municipal election for 2021. What does this year look like? Is it going to be pretty similar to what the borough and the voters experienced last year as far as voting?
Yes, it looks like it's turning out to be very similar, actually. As of the end of the day yesterday, there were 156 absentee ballots requested. And I believe that we got approximately between 300 and 350 absentee ballots last year. So I think we're on the same track.
And is that absentee in person or by mail, or what is that?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Are more people requesting by mail or electronic transmission of that?
Yes, this year it does seem that there's an uptick in requesting ballots by snail mail and also ballots by email, which is electronic voting. There are two options to do that.
Okay. How about in-person voting on Election Day? Is that going to look any different than what it has in the past?
It will be very similar to last year. The only difference will be that we will have two separate registration tables because we have two ballots, one for all borough voters and then one for only voters within service area 1. So we'll have a registration table for all those who reside within service area 1 and a separate registration table for those who reside outside of service area 1.
With the number of COVID cases starting to increase in the community, is it okay to vote absentee in person before Election Day if you're worried about actually going in there and being among others?
Absolutely. Yes, please do.
I guess you mentioned it, two different ballots. That's something that's new this year. It probably can't be mentioned enough. That's a big difference here. So people really, really need to know about that, especially if they've heard about the two different ballot propositions. But if you're living outside the old city limits, you're not getting to vote on Proposition 2.
That is correct, yes. So Proposition 2 is a proposition asking if Frederick Point East subdivision should be removed from Service Area 1. And our charter says that in order for that proposition to pass, it has to, one, be approved by a majority of the voters who will remain within the boundaries of Service Area 1 after the reduction, and two, by a majority of the voters residing in Frederick Point East subdivision. And by residing in Frederick Point East subdivision, that basically means the state of Alaska gives me a list of names of how many people have registered to vote in Petersburg and use a Frederick Point East subdivision address as their permanent address.
Okay, and that's four people, and that is even if those people have moved out of state, a couple of them.
That's correct, yes. According to the state, if they are claiming the Frederick Point East address as their permanent address, then they are a resident of Frederick Point East.
Okay. And that's something you've seen with the state and election rolls in the past in general, right?
Yes, that's correct.
What else to know about this year's election that will be different or that is important to know for this year?
Well, gosh, I hope that everyone comes out and votes. There are a lot of candidates up for positions that we need on boards and commissions in the borough, and two important propositions. Everyone will at least get to vote on one of the two. And we may require masks if we continue in the path we are right now with the uptick in positive COVID cases in town, but that will be like last year as well.
Write-in candidates, there were two as of the last time I checked. Is it possible to post a list of those at the polls, or is that not allowed?
Okay, well, what is allowed for write-in candidates is on the registration tables, or at least on a little table near the registration tables, there will be the list of write-in candidates, and as you say, there are two currently, and then there will be little slips of paper and pens so that people can write down the names if they want to and take that little slip of paper with them into the booths, because it's important for a write-in candidate's vote to count, it has to be spelled correctly. But we would ask if people do that, that they just take their slips of paper with them, don't leave them in the booth. But we will be sweeping the booths and making sure that happens, because it is illegal for us to post the names inside the booths. But they will be available before you get to the booth.
How about turnaround for results? Do you anticipate those will be out in the usual time, or will it take longer this year?
Well, the write-in votes, counting the write-in candidate votes, has to be done by hand. So we will start that while the polls are still open, probably late afternoon or early evening on Election Day. I hope to have the results available that evening. I don't see that it will take longer than that. I'm crossing my fingers. All will go smoothly.